Okay, we're picking up three lines from the bottom of Mem Aleph on Rebbe's with the Amar Rebbe Lazar. Our learning is once again sponsored the Ilan Nishma Shalamas Bas Yaakov. I apologize yesterday, Baruch Hashem, the schus of being in Meron, and it's Hashem, which Paul is good from Rashbi and learning his ways of Torah and Sod and everything that comes with Lag BaOmer. So that's the Gemara says, Amar Rebbe Eliezer kol amachnif l'chavero soif nofil biyado. Somebody who flatters his friend. It's a lot of people have the Girsa based on the Yin Yaakov and others. In Yin Yaakov, kol amachnif l'rasha. Not necessarily if you're just a friend. If it's your friend, it's not the worst thing. Maybe it's not positive to over-flatter someone. But that's something that we should not be doing. So if nofil biyado, eventually is going to fall into his hands. And this is not a good thing. And Tosfos point out that based on the Gemara and Nedarim, this is only something which is not allowed if it's not a shaylef pikuach nefesh. If it's a shaylef pikuach nefesh, and the Gemara Nedarim related a story with Ula that he was machnif people who killed someone because he knew that they were going to kill him also if he didn't say that he approved. And Rabbi Yochanan ended up telling him that it was okay. So we see that for pikuach nefesh, obviously, or safek pikuach nefesh, that would be totally fine. But in general, this is obviously not a good thing. If he does not fall into his hand, then he's going to fall into the hands of his children. If it still goes three generations, he's going to fall into his grandchildren. How do we see this? He was talking about Elchananya, Amar Kenyasa Hashem Yekem Es Devarecha. Hashem is going to fulfill the words that you have said. And he's going to bring the Kalim back to the Beis Hamikdash. Now, this is referring to Hananiah was a Navi Sheker. He was a Navi Sheker. He was making false Nevuah. And he declared that what Yirmiyahu had said is going to be returned, that all the Kalim that had been taken away are going to be returned to the Beis Hamikdash. So even though Yirmiyahu was saying it in response of, kind of sarcastic and telling him that he wanted this to be happen, but still it's not going to happen. We still call that Chanufa, as Rashi said, because it should have been very clear that he was a false Navi, and say that he's a Navi HaSheker, which he didn't. So therefore, Rabbeo on his level is punished for this. So Siv, the later on it happened, Vayu, Bashar ben Yamin, Visham Nafal, Bal Pakudas, Vishmo Yiriya, Ben Shalmaya, Ben Chananya. So here is the grandson, Ben Chananya, is Yiriya, who's the son of Shalmaya, and I think I pronounced that right, and Chananya. So these people, that was his grandson, and what did they do to Yirmiyahu? Vayispos Yirmiyahu Navi Lemar, Elakasti Matanoifel, Vayomer Yirmiyahu, Sheker, and Inanofel, Al Hakastim. So the Pasuk says that he grabbed Yirmiyahu, and he threw him into the pit. Yirmiyahu suffered over there. This is talking about the Kastim who had a siege on Yerushalayim, and they were retreating, hurting that Egypt was going to be coming. So at that point, Yirmiyahu tried to leave Yerushalayim to go to Eretz Binyamin and get the land that he had inherited there. So there he was accused by Yiriyah of going to make peace with the Kastim, which he wasn't planning on doing. But so as a result of that, so then they ended up hitting him, beating him, throwing him into a pit, into a jail for a very long time. And Yirmiyahu ended up, this was through this the grandson of Chananya, who he had done the Chanufa for. So that was his punishment. So the Gemara says, Amar Belazar, Koleda Sheshba Chanufa. And if it was a group of people that have a flattery to a certain person, Usa kinida, it's repulsive to Gosh Baruch Hu, like that of a nida. Shenemar ki adas chanev gamud. The pasuk says the shekin barche. Shenemar ki adas chanev gamud. That the kihila together is flattering as galmud. What is it? Was galmud shekin barkar chayam korin nida galmud. In certain foreign countries, they call galmud in cities on the right, foreign really countries that are on the ocean. So those cities are they call it Galmuda and they call it Nida Galmuda. So that's what they called it. My Galmuda, Gamula da mi baila is Gamuda da, meaning she's separated from her husband. This one is separated from her husband. That's what it means. That Vayigamel, he was after Yitzchak. Vayigamel, Rashi says, is a lashon of being weaned and removed. So here, it's separated from her husband. He's being removed and separated from the mother. That's the case of Vayigamel. Here refers to the husband. So any congregation that has chanufa is going to go into exile. It says over here, it's going to be galmud. So I'm gula, I'm exile and a wanderer. So over here, that is referring to going into galus. Amar be Yirmiya, Amar bar Abba, Arba kitois in mekablim pnei Shechina. There's four types of people who sin with a specific sin that the Shechina has no interest in being with them. So even if you do other ma'isim to'evim and mitzvahs, still Akash Baruch Hu says, "I don't want to be with you." kas leitzim, those who are always the leitzim, the jokesters, they never take anything seriously. You have people like that. They never, ever know how to take life seriously. They're always just joking around. Again, there is a place for laughter and simcha, vada, but in a case of just I'm never taking anything seriously, just being a leitzim, immature person, that is not what we're talking about over here. The kas chanifim, people who are machlif, who flatter people. The kas shakrim, the people who lie, liars. Akash Baruch Hu, he's liars. The kas mitzapri lashon hara, those who speak lashon hara. As the Gemara is now going to bring Pesukim, Kas Leitzim Dichsiv Mashach Yado Es Lotzitzim. So Leitzim, it says he Akash Baruch Hu Kilu is removing his hand Kaviyachol from the Lotzitzim. People are Leitzim, people who are mockers, etc. Kas Chanifim Dichsiv Kilo Lefanav Chanaf Yavoy. Before him, there's no flatter, so come before Akash Baruch Hu. Kas Shkarim Dichsiv Dover Shkarkim Leikol Negadina. The one who tells lies is not going to be before him. Akash Baruch Hu doesn't want to be before him. It's a pasuk in Tehillim. So we're saying that the pasuk says, Lashon Hara, you are not a God who desires rishus, and evil not cannot be with you. You Hashem are tzaddik, therefore you can't be with evil. So where do we see anywhere that that's a lashon of Lashon Hara? So Rashi helps us out. Rashi says, the Hemshech says, Behu parashasa ke'ein b'fiyu nechona. It says that over there in that reference that there is no sincerity on their lips, referring to those who are speaking with who are speaking lashon hara. The hemshel chabasik is referring to lashon hara. Okay, hadranach neimarim, hadranach neimarim, hadranach elu neimarim. Now we're up to Meshuach Melchama. Meshuach Melchama is discussing the kohen who used to be appointed. He was anointed for war. Why is it called Meshuach? So the Rishonim point out because the kohen actually had to be Meshuach. He literally needed the shemen amishcha in order to do his job. That was his title, because he was anointed with the oil of the Beis Hamikdash, a special oil for this purpose, and that was ma'akev according to many. According to many that it was ma'akev. I think in Chaschinuchah, like there's others that this was ma'akev. However, there are achanim that disagree and say that it was only lechatchila. If you didn't have it, you would still have the Meshuach Melchama. So that would be an afkamina. I mean, an afkamina of what happened, but an afkamina obviously if it would happen. Now is a shaila. Actually, I remember hearing that during the previous war in Gaza, that the general is a firm guy, so he decided that he said the psukim over from the Torah. I thought it was a very nice thing, and then the chiloni upper echelons of the army were very upset with this, apparently, because you know he inflicting God and bringing in Chaz Hashem. We should, I'm being sarcastic, obviously. Of course, we should bring in Kosh Baruch Hu. We are the army of Hashem. Yamachanecha Kadosh is referring to the Kedusha that should be existent within us in the army. I was very happy to hear that. I don't know if he got reprimanded formally. I don't know what happened in the end. But anyway, that's the din of the Meshuach Melchama. Anyway, Azeich HaBalma, I don't think if he's not a Kohen, then obviously he wouldn't be helping either. But the specifically was the job of the Kohen. Meshuach Melchama, so now we're in the Mishnah. Meshuach Melchama, Shabbat Alam, when he speaks to the nation, Milashon HaKodesh HaMadaber, he was speaking specifically in Hebrew, Shenemar Vaya, Bekar Recha Melchama, V'nigash HaKohen, Zekar Meshuach Melchama. This is referring to the Kohen who was anointed, as the Pasuk doesn't seem to say anywhere that he was talking in Lashon Kodesh. The Gemara was immediately going to ask that in a moment, but that the Gemara is saying now is referring to the one who was anointed. V'dibar La'am is that he should speak to the nation, B'lashon HaKodesh, he must speak in Lashon Dibor in Hebrew, which again, that's not clear why Dibor, maybe it means in English or any other language people would understand if that was the language they were speaking. So we'll see about that. V'marta Aleim, Shema Yisrael, Eivechem, V'loi Chachim, V'lo Yehuda al Shimon, V'lo Shimon al Binyamin. It's not Yehuda and Shimon, nor is it Shimon and Binyamin. Shim Tipola B'yadam Yerachmo Aleichem. If you fall into their hands, they're going to show you mercy. K'mash Ne'emar, V'yikuma Anashim, Asher Nikvu, B'shemois, the people of Yisrael who had been mentioned, they rose up by Chzuk of Bashivya, they took the captives of Yehuda, Vechomar Mam, El Bisham, and Ashala, Vebisham, and Alum, Vechum, Vayashkum, and Alum, Kacharim, Lakol Hoshel, Vayavim, Yerucho, Iratmaim, Eitzel, Achaim. The Pasuk is over here, is talking about there was a civil war that occurred. Pekach Ben Ermeleo, who was Melech Israel, he had fought with Achaz, who was the king of Yehuda, and he had won. 120,000 people were killed, and he captured 200,000 people, women, children, and so they brought these Shvuyim to Eretz of the Eser Shvatim, and there Oded was the Navi, and he said, "No, what are you guys doing? And Kash Baruch was upset at Yehuda. He allowed you to beat Yehuda, but you're going to be able to take their captives. Why are you enslaving them? They're your relatives. Go bring them back." So they accepted what the Navi had said, and it said not only that, they treated them so well. Look what they did. They clothed them, the Pasuk says, and they gave them food, drink. They gave them oil. They anointed them with oil. So really, they took this message seriously, and they put them on the donkeys, and they brought them to Yericho. So there we see that they had Rachmanos, which I found very interesting because I don't remember, I want to look up the Psukim again, but if I remember the story, I don't remember them taking captives of the men. They killed the men, and they left the women and children, so they actually weren't merachim on the enemies. This is the story. Anyway, showing that even the brothers, when they're fighting, they're going to... Here we're talking about the warriors. We're talking about the people who are going to be fighting, the soldiers. So, l'chora, they even then, they're merachim. But either way, the pasuk is trying to bring... Maybe I'm wrong. I mean, I have to double-check the psukim over there. Maybe they did take also amongst some of the army people, let's say, if they gave up, but they put up their hands. Maybe they did take them captive. Not sure. Alevecha matam lechem. You're going to war against your enemies. Shem tipolo biyadam ein merachmin aleichem. If you fall into their hands, they are not going to show you any mercy. The Kohen is strengthening the resolve to fight. They're going to resolve very strongly if they know that they're going to have no mercy on them whatsoever. Al yirach levavchem al tiro vel tachpazu. Do not be scared. So, live in Lashonos. Don't panic. We'll be fighting. Don't different Lashonos over here. Yirach, tiru, and tachpazu are different forms of being worried. And that's why you can't really train, one of those things, you can't really change it into English. Some of them might be like afraid and panic, okay, but those are very similar things. You should not become scared from the horses or from the swords that they're going to be making noises and scaring you. That don't be afraid of the shields, like they're banging the shields against another, making noises, or the soldiers making noises in order. Again, they would do this to instill fear and to think that make them think like, let's say, millions of people are fighting them. Al tichbazu mikol kranos, don't be panicked from the sounds of horns. Al taratzu mikol tzvachos, or people shouting. All of these things, do not be scared. You know, when you hear a lot of people screaming, it's a very scary sight. Even if you're in an army, it's a very scary thing. Ki Hashem Elokeichem Oyleichem, Hashem Hakadosh Baruch Hu is going with you. Hin boyim b'nitzchunu shel basar v'adam, v'atem boyim b'nitzchunu shel makom. They are going with the strength of flesh and blood, and you're going with the strength of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Please, Tim Bob and Itzchunah Shel Goliath, May Asofol Asof Nafal Bachar VeNafalomo. He ended up getting killed by the sword, and they fell with him. Also, the Plishtim, when David HaMelech was able to kill them. B'nei Amon Bob and Itzchunah Shel Shovach. The Ammonim are coming with their famous Shovach. May Asofol Asof Nafal Bachar VeNafalomo. They also died. As we're talking about the time of David HaMelech, the Ammonim had asked the king of Aram. They asked the king of Aram to fight against Klal Yisrael. And the leader of Aram was Shovach. So when they met, David killed Shovach and then destroyed the Aramim also, Melech Aram, and the people of Aram as well. So that's what happened. V'atem, yatem ken, ki Hashem Elokeichem olchek bikir, v'alhilachem lachem, imi alevechem. So that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us. So don't be afraid, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be there for us. So don't be afraid of that. So we say that in the Mishnah Berakh. We hope that Kash Baruch Hu should be with the soldiers. That's what the Mishnah Berakh we say there also. And v'zeh machane Aaron. And so that is talking about the Aaron, which brings Kali Yisrael into the battle. Kash Baruch Hu is going to enable us to be victorious. That is what we hope. Okay, Mike Amar. So the Gemara asks, what is the Mishnah saying when it says that the Kohen would speak in Hebrew? We didn't bring any raya for that. He spoke in Lashon Kodesh. Where do we see that? Halchik Amar Shenemar Vediber. No, because it says Vediber. What is Vediber? We know there's a Gzira Shava, Moshe Yidaber Elokim and Makol, and that was in Hebrew. And therefore, this Gzira teaches you that Ma Lahalim Belashon Kodesh, Havkan Belashon Kodesh, that in both cases, as we saw earlier, that the Torah was given in Hebrew, and the when it comes to the Mashiach Muhammad, he also had to be said in Hebrew. Taner Rabbanan, we learn in Braisa. The Kohen is going to come and he's going to speak to the nation. I thought any Kohen who wants to do this to be the Mashiach Muhammad is fine. There it says of the Shoitrim, the officers. The officers, they're the ones who carry out whatever the Beis Din says, whatever the Shoftim say, they have to carry it out. So after the Mashiach Muhammad would address the nation, they would go also. So what do we learn from there? Ma Shoitrim B'Mimune, Af Kohen B'Mimune. The shochim have to be appointed, so too the kohen needs to be appointed. Ve'im a kohen gadol, but maybe I could say this specifically, the kohen gadol, who is going to be the Mashiach Melchama. He's going to go to the war and convince them to, and not convince them, give them chizuk, and say these psukim. So the Gemara says, Dumya de shochim, he has to be similar to that of an officer. Mashot ashiyesh memunem el gabov, just as an officer has someone appointed over him. Af kohen, yesh memunem el gabov. So too the kohen has someone appointed over him. The kohen gadol has no one appointed. He's the highest. So therefore, can't refer to the Kohen Gadol. Is it really true? The Kohen Gadol Nami Ha'ika Melech Al Gabav. The Kohen Gadol answers to the king. He's a subject of the king as well. So therefore, maybe he is second in command for this purpose. No, Be'avodah Sokalmar. Referring to the fact that the Kohen is the highest status in his area. In his area, the Kohen Gadol is the religious leader of Klal Yisrael. In terms of the Beis Hamikdash, for sure, he is the highest level. So therefore, it cannot refer to the Kohen Gadol because of the fact that it's compared to a Shoter. There has to be someone second. To which the Gemara points out, if it's someone second, Be'imaskan. The Skan is the secondary Kohen Gadol, right? He's the Kohen Gadol who, if anything happens to a Kohen, so then the Kohen Gadol, then he'll take over his duties. He'll take over the job. The Gemara has a lashon that there's one of the Ein Bains in Mishnah Megillah. The Gemara tells us over there. The Mishnah tells us over there that maybe it's only Kohen Shavar, the Kohen Gadol, whatever it is. But I'm saying he has a lot of dinim similar to the Kohen Gadol because he has to keep the status in case he's like the Lahavdil, like the backup quarterback. So he's like the backup in case anything happens to the Kohen Gadol. Skan la mamunahu. So the Gemara says no, but the skan is not appointed. Tanya, Amar Rabbi Chanina skan koyanim lama skan mamuna. For what purpose is the Kohen Gadol? What purpose is the second like the backup quarterback Lavdil of the Kohen Gadol? Shemir la bopsul b'Kohen Gadol. If anything happened in preventing him performing the avoda, nichnas hamishamish tachas pesivatin yom kippur. But also he would be able to serve as the Kohen Gadol in his place if anything happened to the Kohen Gadol. That was his job. So. That's what we see. There is other purpose. There is, I obviously have to mechabed him, Tosafot pointed out, but it's not on the level of an appointment. V'amar lahem Shema Yisrael. Shema Yisrael. So why do they say Shema Yisrael? Because Shema Yisrael Bar Yochanan is a remez. Mishum Rav Shum Bar Yochai. The Helik Rav Shum Bar Yochai is a Lulawaz, a beautiful statement he says here. Amar lahem Kosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. There's a lot of deep ideas to this also. I once heard that whenever the Gemara quotes it as Rav Shum Bar Yochai, Rav Shum Ben Yochai, whenever it calls him that, that's referring to something that there's a hecher inyan, there's a deeper sod to what he's saying. As opposed to when a lot of times it's just called Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon doesn't say Ben Yochai, so then it's just a stam statement in Nigla. Not obviously nothing stams, but that's what I heard was. Anyway, so here also, obviously it's a deep statement. Afilo kiamtam ala kriyat shema shachris or arvesi atem nimsaram biyadam. Just for the schus of saying kriyat shema in the morning and night, you are going to be victorious in battle. Why exactly? That's a very deep idea to talk about. Maral brings has the thing, Maral Shah. The other Achronim discussed this. This is a very big topic in terms of why Dafka, the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema in the morning and night, was Reb Shimon saying that's our schos for being having atzlacha in battle. Ayrach levavchem al tirao tana rabbanan pa'amayim medaber imam. He would speak to them twice. Achas b'sfar, one on the border, where they're about to fight. V'achas b'melchama, the one actually as the battle is about to take place. B'sfar ma omer, what does he say when he's getting to the border of the melchama? Shimu, turning on to Membez and Membez now. Shimu devarei marechei amalchama v'chazu. So he says that he hear things about the war, and those are exempt, meaning there are people who are exempted from right bana bayis chadash, who does eresin in nesuyin, who planted their vineyard. We see there's all things of lack of completion. So there's a nice idea just LP just like a Musar. Haskell for us is that we're supposed to be taking into the message how important it is when we start something. We have a project, you have an idea, you have a goal, you're trying to finish Shas, you're trying to finish a Masechta. How important it is, don't leave it off. Try to really finish it. Try to the Baal Shem is very, very into that. That if a person was starting something, you would almost never tell them that if they were starting a project, you would always never tell them to give up and try something else. Because he was right. You a person starts something in life, you start something, that's something that you really should be trying to accomplish. It's a very big thing. In the war, he said, don't be scared, don't be afraid, don't panic, and don't be broken. Again, these four Lashonos are corresponding to the four things that the Avdei Avodah Zarah are saying when they're fighting us to instill fear in their enemies. Magifin and Marian, first, Tzvachin and Veromsin, first they would clap their shields together, then they would blow their horns, then they would shout, and then they would have their horses stomping to make the other group, the other soldiers that are fighting, the other nation they're fighting, to make them scared. So the Kohen who was Meshulach Muhammad, he had urged them to not be afraid of these enemies. We see the Goliath. What is Goliath? We're going to learn about Goliath now. Rabbi Yochanan, she'amar b'gilei panim l'nei Kadosh Baruch Hu, because he stood with gilei panim. He was so brazen in front of Kadosh Baruch Hu. He thought he was like better than God. This happened at times. Also, the Romans felt they were better when they destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. Titus HaRasha thought he was like, look, I beat the God of Israel. They literally thought they were a God. That's how much Gaiva they had. She'amar, baru lechem ish v'yered elai, v'inish ala Kadosh Baruch Hu. He says, go bring, he was taunting Kadosh Baruch Hu. He's saying, come bring down anybody to me. And the Gemara says of the Remez to refer in Kadosh Baruch Hu, because Hashem is called Shnemar Hashem Ish Mecham. Hashem is called the man of war. So therefore, the Pasuk is telling us that Goliath was like, even your God, God of Israel himself, would fight me, he would lose. So the Gemara says, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Hareini Mapilu Al Yad Ben Ish. I'm going to have him just be someone who's a Ben Ish, meaning not even someone who's old and mature, someone who's very young. Right? The David HaMelech wasn't even brought to the war because he was very young. Shnemar V'David Ben Yishai Ben Ish Efrati Hazeh. David was the son of Ephrati. He was the one who destroyed Goliath, and he was the son of a man, who means that he was very young. There was Echad be Bar Lachem So there's three times that he said terrible. The Goliath said three things that were very they're very much bothered. Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Echad, he said, "Bar lechem yish v'yeri lai, come down upon me and fight with me." And it was again referring to the fact that he was going to refer to he was referring to over here that was a remez that he was going to have a downfall. V'idach im yilach lechem yitiv kani. Goliath said, "If succeed in battle me, I'm gonna and be able to destroy me." He was saying a nevuah. These are three cases of nevuah, rather, that the Goliath was saying. V'idach the kamar le David. So he said that the Goliath said to David, "Hakelav anochi kiata b'le makelos. Am I like a dog that you're coming with me with these makelos? These like sticks things." So David had only his slingshot and his walking stick. So there's only two things he came with. So therefore, Goliath was making like a shtick on the vua, saying that he was going to be defeated. But David also says that you're coming with me with a sword, a spear, and kidon is a, I don't know, tries it in English. I think it's called like a javelin or something. So even though David said, "You come upon me," he was not overcome. We see that these words do not signify that Goliath was going to have a downfall. So it says, "Gomer Adam Arlei Vanochi Ba'ilach Abashem Hashem Tavakos Elokei Marachos Yisrael Asher Chirafta." I'm coming in the name of Hakadosh Baruch Hu, the one that you have ridiculed. Since David HaMelech was saying that he comes B'Shem Hashem, his opening words are not like a nevuah that he was going to lose and be defeated by Goliath. Now the Gemara continues, "Vayigash Haplishti Hashkem V'Harev." The Plishti came every morning, every evening to taunt Klal Yisrael. Rabbi Yochanan, what was his purpose? Kedei levat lemekreatz moshav chayis v'avos. Maybe he knew Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai's statement. Obviously, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai was many hundreds of years later, but hundreds of years later. So maybe up to 1,000 years even. So the Gemara is saying that that maybe he knew this idea. Obviously, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai is bringing a Masorah that we had. Maybe he knew this chus of the Kriyat Shema was able to stop them, so he prevented them from saying Kriyat Shema v'yisus ev arbarim yom. And he also did this for 40 days in Rabbi Yochanan. Why can I get arbarim yom shenizam in Torah? We see that to not learn for 40 days and disrupt Torah for 40 days is such a harif thing, chamer thing, that he thought he'd be able to succeed in winning just by stopping them. V'yitze isha banim machanos plishtim. Isha b'nayim, rather. The b'nayim person came out from the plishtim, and his name was Goliath. So what's b'nayim? I'm b'nayim. Amarav, what's the lashon of here? B'maram is shemechune called mum. That he was perfect, is mevuna rather, we call him. He was free from all blemishes, meaning that he was perfect, he was so strong that he didn't have any movement in his body. No, it means that he was just a benoni, he wasn't too big or too small. He's one of four brothers. The Gemara said they're all giants, they're all gigantic. He wasn't the tallest or the shortest. He was the average of these four gigantic brothers. So the Gemara says that Devei Reb Shila Amar Shehu Asui Kibinyan, no, that he was so strong and solid like a binyan, like a building. That's what it means over here. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Bar Mea Papi V'Chad Ne'ane. He was born from 100 stepfathers and one father. That's the kavan over here. So he was saying that Bain is different stepfathers. But Goliath Shmo Migat, that he was Goliath of Gat. Tanei Rav Yosef Shekol Dashen Imo Kegat. So the Lashon that his mother was, they would press upon her, meaning they would have bia with her like a wine press, meaning that she was just an open zayna. So there was a person comes many times, and Maral points this out, that when a person is a zayna and just in defiance of Hakadosh Baruch Hu, so to their children are going to be bring immorality to their children as well. That's also part of it. The Gemara says like if a person has certain terrible midos, there's like a simen that Chas V'Shalom to look if there's like mamzeres, so they check his yichus, that maybe something's wrong with the family. If you see like families that are fighting all the time, it's like a simen that their mamzerim. Like, there's different simanim that we have. So the Gemara says, that it says the caves and also the marachos, the fighting. Which is it? By the Goliath, Tanev Yosef Shekol Ha'eru Be'emun. So it's a remez to the fact that they all have relations, Ha'ara, to have relations with Goliath's mother. That's what we see from Goliath. So the Gemara continues to see, it says Harafa. Harafa, her name was Harafa. What is Harafa? So I thought her name was Orpa, but it says Orpa. So by Rus it says Orpa. So now we're understanding that Arafa and Orpa are the same person. Rav Shmuel, that's the Shaila, how they know that, but that's what Gemara assumes. Chadamar Harafa Shmuel. Some say there was Harafa. Ulama Nikar Shmuel Orpa. Why was her name called Orpa in the story of Rus? But we're all assuming it's Zabazach, the same person. Shakol Orphan Osamachareya, because they would all have bia with her from behind. She wouldn't get pregnant from them because she didn't want to like animals do from behind. And so the Gemara says Chadamar Orpa Shmuel. And their name was Her name was actually Orpa. Velamani kosh mahar. Afasha gold dashinosa keharifos. They would all crush her in acts of having relations, like crushing wheat. That's how they would have relations with her. So the Gemara says, Zuchedu omer vatika chayish vatifros es hamasach apnei abe'er vatishtach alav harifos. They have wheat and they would crush the wheat. Vibay se mamacha im tichlosh es ha'avil b'machtish besuch harifos ba'eli. Is that the pasuk of here, you put something in a mortar and you crush the kernels of wheat with the mortar, you are not going to remove it from its thing. We see over there that, again, that the lashon harifos is referring to something being crushed. So they're the crushing or having relations. And verses es arbas ela yuldu la harafa begat vaypulu biya david vayad bonav. So they fell by the hands of David and his servants. Mai niu amar of chista saf umadon goliath vishpa benoiv. Those are the names. Those are the four brothers. So these are the four names that we're referring to. The verses of yiplu biya david biya avadav. They fell in the house of David and his servants. Why did they fall to David? Amalach to chsiv atishak orpa lachamosav ruach davka ba. Because the schus of the following. The orpa kissed her mother-in-law, and Naomi, kissed her father-in-law Naomi, and then she left, but Ruth stayed with her. Ruth stayed with her the whole time. Amar, that's it. She ended up becoming a yid, right? And then she ended up being Zoicha to have David HaMelech. Amar Yitzchak, Amar Gosh Baruch Hu, Yavo, B'nei Hanashuka, V'yapula B'nei B'nei Devuka, the one who is coming to cling to Klal Yisrael, to be part of Klal Yisrael, to convert, is going to the one who's going to have the schuss that the other one is going to die and die before them. So the Gemara says, Darash Rava, Pishar Abar Dmosharita Arpa Al Chamoisa, in reward for the four tears of Arpalet that she cried about. So Zachtu Yetza Arbimenu Arba Giborim. She had merited the schuss to have four warriors come out of her. Shenemar, Vatisna Kolana Vativkena, Ode. She wept again, so referring to the weeping is two tears each time. She had four total tears for what had happened. A fascinating thing. Why is this a schus? This is not a schus at all to have these four giants. I just wanted to turn chin, and it was going to enter for me. That at the end of the day, these are people who are tormented Klal Yisrael. What schus does she have from that? Why was she zeicha to that? Right? Why was she zachsa v'yatzim in a weird lashon? Meaning, it's not, why is that a schus for her? The fact that she cried again, she should be rewarded. But maybe she rewarded something good, something that could lead to good in the world, not something that led to tormenting Klal Yisrael. So that's interesting. I don't know. The verse is k'siv chetz chanisay, that it says chetz of his spear, v'karin and eitz chanisay, but it's red. As wood of the spear. So Amar Rabbi Elazar, Adayin lo yigiyu l'chatzi shivcha shel oyser rasha. Talking about Goliath, we didn't even speak of half of his physical attributes. Obviously, it was a rasha marusha, but in terms of his physical attributes, how strong it was, etc., we only talked about half of it. So the Gemara says, Mikan shal shel sapir b'shivchan shel rishayim, you shouldn't be speaking so highly of rishayim. To which the Gemara says, v'lotach v'yad klal. So then, if that's the case, why would you mention anything about Goliath? Mention nothing. So that's the Gemara, la'aduya shivcha de David, to make it known. So you have to give a shevach to David, who didn't fear fighting such a strong guy, a strong warrior. David relied on Kadosh Baruch Hu, he had emunah b'Hashem, and he knew everything was made okay. B'nei Amon bam b'nitzchuna shel shovach, they came in nitzchuna shel shovach. Ksiv shovach, ksiv shofach. Who is it? So Gemara says, Rav Shmuel, Chad amar shofach shemo. His name was shofach. Lama nekra shemo shovach. D'sha'asai k'shovach, because he was built like a dovecot. Apparently, it's very tall. Very tall. Dove coats are very tall, so he was very tall and big giant. Chadamar Shovach Shem. His name was Shovach. Lama nekra Shofach? And why did the people nickname him Shofach? Shekola Rose of Nishbach Levanim Kikitim. Anyone would see him would be so scared and be poured out before him Kiilu like a keto, like this is like a flask. Okay, but Ezra Shem will pick up Ashpaso Kekara Paso Kuldam Giborim Mirza Hashem in tomorrow's daf. Oh, yeah, we have more time. Sorry, you know what? Let's go right there a little. Let's go for another minute. I apologize. Ashpaso Kekara Paso Kuldam Giborim. We have another 2 minutes. Rav Shmuel. Rav Shmuel disagree. So what is the lashon of Ashba? Ve'amrei Rila Rav Ami Verbasi. Chadamar B'shas is rokin chetz osin ashpatos ashpatos shel chalalim. When they would shoot an arrow, they would make piles and piles of dead bodies. Shema Taimar she'umin bekrav. They were expert fighters, not because they were men who were very particularly strong. Talmud Loimar kulam giborim. They were all very strong. Chadamar B'shas she osin sarchen osin ashpatos ashpatos shel zevel. They would piles and piles of excrement because. They had crazy appetites. Maybe you're going to say, because it's crazy stomach viruses, they're all strong warriors. So to which the word says, Amar of Marish Mamina, hi man, dinafish zivle, a person who has a very large amount of excrement, so you know that he's suffering from a big stomach virus or stomach ailment, something sick. What is the difference though? So then, Lichach Penashe, in order to find a healing, that he should know before it's going to get worse, that he should take care of this machala. Okay, but Ezra Hashem will pick up if Dai Gabalevi, she's going to Mirza Hashem in tomorrow's stuff.